Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 111. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Guys, what is happening?
It's raining.
It is raining.
We have
it's
some,
a little breezy, a little cold.
Sound effects.
Yeah. I'm offering up those.
Sounds like a sizzling bacon right now.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm not doing that one.
Oh, Nate, yeah, don't say rain. That. Don't say that. I would love.
Want some bacon?
I would love some sizzle. I want sizzle.
Todd, are you glowing over there? You look like you're glowing when we said bacon.
I was like,
bacon.
Bacon. Maybe Greg has some bacon. You guys doing all right?
Yes.
Doing good.
What's going on here? What are we doing?
We are at the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Oh.
Speaking of Greg and his wife, they have been gracious enough to allow us to record here.
They have. They have.
Been so sweet
right
to
here
us.
In front of the check-in office, the front office. And I bet the creepies could hear the rain.
The canopy.
Pelting our tent.
I can hear it.
The canopy the canopy was a good call, number one. Number two, 75 sunny with a slight breeze did not happen today.
I was a little off.
A little off, but that's okay. We forgive you.
This is
investigating weather.
Hey, I went out on a limb. I took a chance.
That's right.
I shouldn't have guaranteed it, though. Dang it. Next time, don't guarantee it.
That's all right.
No guarantees.
No returns. That's life.
Just got another mini episode.
We did.
That went well. It is weird to be recording outside.
Yes.
This is our first time, but it's...
Hands in pockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Stocking hats, hoods.
Amanda is by our side. Hello, Amanda.
Who?
This is new.
Amanda.
Yeah.
She's got our back, yeah.
Our administrative coordinator extraordinaire. Yeah,
she did call us wussy for being so cold.
No, she called us sissies.
Sissy, well, sissy.
Get it right.
Same aura.
Yeah, so we are recording outside. It's kind of crazy, but
I'm liking these windscreens. It's like a pillow.
It is.
Yeah,
Nate, wake up, Nate.
What's that?
We're recording, Nate.
Yeah, I need some hot chocolate or
a campfire s'mores. We said that.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, can you get?
Yeah. If it's not too much trouble.
Yeah, he and his wife have been very accommodating. We're doing good. It's on a Saturday. What else would we be doing?
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, with my goofy schedule.
Since Nate, I was ready to say, how's that going?
It's going okay. I think I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
But then it's going to merge into 6:10s. So Sunday would be my only free day. So
that's like really.
We'll see you how that goes.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Just
this is breaking news.
We'll
here,
figure
right?
it out.
All right. Well, yeah, it's all right. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Right.
We could do it outside. We'll just come to you. How about that?
Yeah. Sean, how's your week?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Still off of work. This is today. I was telling Amanda that today is the 22nd and is my 2 month since the incident that happened in February. Yeah, it's been 2 months today.
That is crazy.
So this is a great way to celebrate life, right? Mm-hmm. To record and to investigate and to live life to the fullest. So I got rid of my cardiac monitor yesterday. So they're going to process that. And then I have my appointment coming up May 8th. And so hopefully with that, I'll do some more testing, learn some things, figure something out, hopefully, and get back to work.
Learn something about yourself?
I have learned more than I ever wanted to about myself in these last 2 months. So
I didn't know I liked canned corn.
I love it. Can of corn. That solves everything.
No, that's cool.
No, yeah. Nate told us.
When did the brain scan start, though?
Say that there's a brain there, and it is fully functioning. It's quite flat. There's not supposed to be flat. There's supposed to be ridges in it, but,
I'll fix it.
Nobody's perfect.
Technology. Yeah. The medical technology right. These days.
Brain transplant.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Smooth like a piece of glass.
That's right.
You said May 8th?
May 8th, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's going to be the magic.
I'm assuming nothing
is going to happen. That's because every time I've assumed one of these appointments is going to be like earth-shattering and I'm going to learn something or go back to work, I don't. So I'm just thinking like, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. No, come here. You. Missy.
He's putting you on the mic.
Say hello to our creepies.
Amanda.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
That's a fine hello.
There she
I
is.
Like that.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just set this whole thing up for you.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something
yeah.
like that.
We appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You didn't know we were going to get you to record, did you?
He warned me ahead of time a little bit, and I said no, but you know.
It's addictive.
Here I am.
It's addictive. You're going to love this.
I talk less than Nate does, so.
What did you, wow. What was the, you look, you make.
I didn't know that
Nate
was
looks
possible.
Like me. Beside you. Well,
Nate, Nate is flabbergasted.
Speechless.
Yeah, so good here answer. We are, the four amigos.
The mighty four.
The mighty four. Wait, the,
there you go.
The fearsome foursome.
Oh, there
I get
you go.
To laugh out loud now. Yes.
Sounds like we should go golfing.
Oh,
with
there
like
it is. There's the cackle. There's the evil
there
cackle.
Yeah.
You know what time it is of the show. Oh. Did you think, honestly, you'd get out of the main reason we do this, the dad joke? I mean.
I thought we were. I thought this was going to be like.
I thought that was in studio only.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
no. 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 This
is on location too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now a friend of mine. He's an older guy, and we were talking the other day, and I said, "Well, what do you wear? Boxers or briefs?" He said, "Depends."
Oh.
Yeah.
Did I miss the joke? Was there a joke there? did I miss it?
Depends.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
There you go.
Yeah,
next time I ask an older guy, I say, hey, what do you wear, boxers or briefs? And he'll probably say, it depends. There you go. That's the dad joke.
More information than what I want.
Me too.
So on location.
That's a great joke.
On location, the jokes stay about the same. Is that how this is the so I know.
Oh. You're saying
consistency.
Consistency.
Well, yes.
These are dad jokes.
They're consistent.
Dad jokes.
They're consistently dad. that is the dad joke of the show. I was really proud of that.
We do appreciate it. I know we give you a hard time.
Stay up all
is,
night, right?
It's
in that
fun.
One.
Oh yeah.
Hey, it
oh,
stopped
God,
raining.
Sleep. Oh my God.
Did anybody know? Anybody notice it stopped raining?
It did.
Yay.
Got nice and quiet. Look, the sun popping out. I think that's going to be the theme of the day with the weather. You know, rain,
and
sun, cloudy, windy, rain, sunny. Yeah,
a little bit of everything. Good old Indiana weather.
Wither.
That is. It's Indiana.
Yeah.
Stick around. It'll change.
What?
You know,
what state are we in? I thought we went three states over.
My this dad loves saying that, by the way. Shout out to my dad. He goes, oh, stick around. It's Indiana. Stick around. It'll change. Like,
you know, oh, yeah. 70s last week. 50s now.
It was 80. It got to 80 one day.
Yeah. It was just what? Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is going on here? Yeah. So there's the dad joke. Sean.
Yes.
Can you tell the creepies the first announcements?
Well,
please.
I have the first part of the announcements. We, as always, even on these locations, I'm going to say it. We do this for the guy time, the fun time, the creepy stuff, the paranormal. But our main reason, and it's going to be this way forever and ever, is that we want to build a community here. A community of mental health and making sure that you are getting help. We all need help from time to time. So make sure, if you need help, call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, and or any other types of crisis. You can also text HOME to 741-741. If you think you need professional counseling, please don't be afraid to do so and to go get help. Also, it may take a few times to find that right counselor that is a good fit for you and your needs. Also, one thing, I don't know if you guys know this, but we also advocate for against bullying, right? So visit stopbullying.gov to help. Don't laugh. To help you or someone you know, you may be experiencing some sort of bullying. Or if you're the bully, also reach out because you need help. Reach out to us on our Facebook group, Instagram account, or message us as well. That's what we're here for.
That's right. Right? Don't make us bully you to stop bullying.
Don't stay on an island.
That's how you bully a bully. You bully back.
That's right.
Wait a minute. What?
Probably not.
Let me write that down.
It's getting very confusing. It's like very circular in our logic.
You bully a bully so they don't bully.
And you just became a bully.
Now you're the bully.
Amanda, we need your help.
We're in a vicious cycle.
I was brought here to keep you all in line.
To break the cycle.
I don't think I can help you.
She's like, whose mic should be cut
she's
at
saying
this point?
She's not a miracle worker. Okay?
I am not.
That's right.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Excellent job, as always.
Thank you.
Shout out. Special announcement section.
Yes.
First shout out goes to these ladies. Stopped by. They're doing a
lovely ladies. Right?
Lovely ladies. Sweet. Nice. Listen to us. Yap their ears off.
Okay.
They are here to do an investigation. Check out the sanatorium for Michelle. It's her birthday. Happy birthday to Michelle.
Yeah, so, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What a great way to celebrate your birthday. To go to
Amanda wanted us to sing to her, but we're not going to do that.
No, I'm not doing that. So,
you're welcome,
so happy
Michelle.
Happy birthday, Michelle. And then she's with her friends Kelly, Lisa, Chrissy, and Nikki. So shout out to those lovely ladies. And they grabbed some merch, little baggies. And
which one was a profanity yeller?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay.
Shout out to Lisa.
He put a lot of parentheses on Lisa.
She said we would probably hear her dropping some F-bombs.
And screaming.
And screaming and yelling. And yeah. And Nikki is the one that is, she loves this stuff. So yeah. So she's big into the paranormal investigations and the creepy haunted places. So yeah.
Halloween.
She said, what was it? June 8th, 5th, something. She said
yes.
She starts decorating
June 5th, I think. Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's awesome. So yeah, she is the Halloween freak, and she loves Michael Myers. So she's
shout out to Michael, right?
The goat.
Shout out to Mike. That's right. That's right. Eminem. Got another shout out. Emma Kate.
Yes.
And Kate is what they see. Okay. I was told. Emma Kate, this young lady, was our waitress. I went to lunch the other day with a guy that used to work at our church, Kyle Ferguson. And then Dan Smith, who I've mentioned, he's the older volunteer that helps us a lot, actually, at the church. We went to the Plainfield Red Robin, and she was our waitress, and she was awesome. She was funny. She had a great sense of humor.
Oh, nice.
Dan and I were arguing. I had it that I was going to buy, and Dan wanted to buy. And so, literally, he and I, not like seriously arguing, but where I was like, no, I got no, yeah. And she goes, hey, how about you two, or she goes, how about you guys order your food and worry about who's going to buy later? And it was so funny how she said it, real funny and sarcastic, but yet making a point. I'm like, we're like, okay, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, Emma Kate was our waitress. She was and she has, I know it's weird, but I gave her our podcast information.
You always have it.
But guess what? I didn't have my business card. I had given them out.
What?
So
you were out. Okay. So well,
fresh
that's
out.
That's forgivable.
So, but I wrote it down on a little piece of paper, and she has all the information, and she says she'd check us out. So shout out to Emma Kate with a C. She's also a wedding planner. I thought that was cool.
Oh, very cool.
Hmm.
She wanted me to mention that, too.
Something I do not want anything to do with.
Can you imagine?
I was never again.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, we know how brides are. I mean, they're... I mean the groom,
the what?
Watch it, Todd.
I watch it. Do all the time. Yeah,
she's sitting close to you on purpose.
She can reach you.
Yeah. We want to give we want to give out a huge shout out to the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Yes.
Greg and his wife for letting us come out and do this Mako on location, which is our first one.
Yeah.
They have
having
been
a
awesome.
Blast.
Yeah. Just very nice and accommodating.
They were kind enough to give us shirts. That was
yeah,
very
sweet.
We were
going
to buy them anyway, and it was like, okay, that's awesome. Yeah.
So they're awesome. Thank you. And then our last shout out. Unless you guys, do you have a
I
shout
got
out?
More.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. This girl, you've heard her already. Amanda Narr is our ACE, which stands for Administrative Coordinator Extraordinaire. She always wants to throw that extraordinaire in there. but seriously, she helped set this up for us. She did all the messaging back and forth, contacting the Indiana State and talking to Greg. And so we appreciate Amanda. So thank you.
Thank
much
you,
appreciation.
Round of applause.
It's my pleasure.
I knew it. She does the Chick-fil-A, my pleasure.
How may I serve?
No, but seriously, she helped. Yeah, she helped set out the merch baggies we got, and she even brought, huh? And, bracelets.
She,
yeah. What?
She did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You made the bracelets.
He's like, what?
She made the bracelets for us. She ordered them and designed them, and then, yeah, the little rubber, I don't know. Little bracelet, wrist bracelets, wristbands, I guess.
They're awareness bands, right? And then people need to be made aware.
Oh, we got
aware.
Copies of the flyer that she made, and so she is definitely an administrative coordinator extraordinaire.
That's right.
I saw her waiting for that extraordinaire part. But yes, we appreciate her. Sean, who do you have?
Well, we have a couple. Through Twitter, I had gotten into contact with a gentleman named Ryan, and he does a lot of auto sports on Twitter, has his own page. And he and I have been conversing back and forth, and he's been trying to meet up with us a couple different times. And so he is here with his friend Jeremy. So they both have been to Waverly. Neither one of them had been here before, and they had a list of places they want to go. I was writing some of them down, actually. and one of them is Waverly's sister in Minnesota. I can't wait to look into that one. But they are here investigating. They said hi. We gave them some merch and everything. So it's good to finally meet Ryan, and it was nice to meet Jeremy. So we're shouting out to them. So we appreciate them coming out today. Mm-hmm. So Ryan is a creepy. Hopefully Jeremy will become a creepy the whole ball of wax, right?
Well, how can he not? I mean,
right.
Yeah, he will.
We're a big deal.
Ryan said when in one of his investigations, he did a night investigation at Waverly, and he said he saw a full body apparition. We had talked about before at Waverly when you go down the hallway and you know, say, is anybody here? Anybody want to come out and talk in the rooms?
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to kind of
peek
out.
And put your hands out. Yeah. He said he did that. He was a guy in the group like, I'll do it. And he was going across, and he said a guy standing in the doorway was an old gentleman that's having a hard time breathing. And he said, he's just like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe I'm seeing what I'm seeing. But he saw a full-body apparition there. So that, to me, is amazing. It gives me chills. So I wanted to definitely shout those guys out.
Bragger. He's a bragger.
He also has a friend. Her name is Kennedy. She lives in Kokomo, so she's a hometown of mine. And she's a tour guide here. So she is supposed to be here maybe today. We have not met up with her, but shout out to her because I'm sure, you know, when the stars align, we'll get to meet her. So the other one I wanted to shout out was Aaron Ignatz and Nick Ignatz are here.
Hauntings around
America.
The Hubs came.
Hubs came. Nick is awesome.
And so. I mean, seems like a great guy. Seems nice, but he had a Red Sox hat on. So, I mean,
even better, huh?
I didn't notice that. But yeah, they're both obviously awesome. Aaron is now part of the history of this show. So, Hauntings Around America is her gig and her shtick, and she has books out there. Go look at her stuff. She's awesome, friend of the show. So, we want a shout out to them, and they're here investigating. So.
Yeah, it's actually we've had a good showing.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really.
Not everybody came out for us. But I'm just
There's
saying,
a ton we had, of people we, out here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Yeah. Not the best conditions, but definitely not the worst. This is not bad.
Good experience.
Yeah. No, it's not bad at all.
I also want to it's something this morning I was thinking too. It impresses upon me like that we start doing this, you know, like with all this, like shout out to ourselves for being able to bring this to the point of where we're doing on locations. I'm a bit like awed by that. So shout out to the three of us.
You should. I was thinking.
That's my last shout out.
I was like, Nate, we are a big deal.
Hey, Nate's like, this is another Saturday for me.
This was a lot easier to set up for than a rock show.
That is, Nate remembered all the little trinkets and all the little stuff that we need, and it's awesome.
I mean, you guys brought the Funko Pops. I mean, I've got my Mike Myers and my Pennywise. We got, all the, even brought my Michael Myers sweet tea mug. Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys, I tell you.
Nate and Amanda have kept us, Todd. Like, we're very kept over here.
Where the book ends.
Keep these guys in line.
It's, okay, well, gotcha. More zeros coming your way. Good grief.
That's all I want.
Put me on the spot on the mic, yeah? No, seriously, anything else? Anybody else, Sean?
I think I'm out.
But no, shout out to us. Yeah, seriously.
That's what I meant, yeah.
And I am, this was our first on location. And very excited to come here, especially being at the Indiana State Sanatorium, you know, where we're at for our first time. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you guys and Amanda for being on this journey with me and making this. It's worked out great. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So we just started. We did our mini, and now we're, you know, just started our full episode. I'm like, this has been a blast already.
Yeah.
And we get to do an
investigation.
Yeah.
Afterwards, yeah. So, that's going to be really fun.
Amanda's chopping at the bit.
She's chopping over there.
She's like, record, you guys.
Get it over with. Hit fast forward.
Let's move on to special announcements, shall we?
We shall.
Well, I got them right here. We, of course, will be a part of the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show on Saturday, May 20th from 6 to 10. This will be at the Boone County Jail Distillery in Lebanon, Indiana. Tickets can be purchased for only $25 at the Eventbrite website or the app. And, of course, the Tragedy of Cinema podcast will also be there. That is coming up soon. What is it, about 4 weeks, I think, from today?
Right.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Get your tickets because Jerry messaged James and I. James is, you know, co-host of the Tragedy, and said they're getting close to full.
Oh, that's awesome,
and
yeah.
And doesn't count like...
Sweet.
Yeah. So, like, as far as selling tickets. So,
we should probably pick a topic available. Then. Is that what you're telling me?
Maybe. So that's awesome.
We got time.
So that's going to be fun. So come out and see us there. And then it's our, if I can talk, our Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. It will be on Saturday, October 7th from 5 to 9. And it's going to be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. And our tickets can be purchased for only $15 at the Eventbrite website or app. Fiction and paranormal author and publisher Micah Campbell will be there.
Whoop, whoop.
He is the owner of Anatolian Press. And then along with our friend, paranormal investigator Aaron Egnatz of Hauntings Across America, they will both be our special guests at the live show. We're going to have some awesome food, music, merch for sale. So come out for a night of creeped out fun.
Betsy Kolakowski said that she's still trying to get her husband to
agree
to a road trip.
On the Facebook, she said they might have to do that.
So she's still seriously considering that. Yeah.
So now I'm holding her to it. I thought that was a guarantee.
I think then we have to reciprocate by going to Oklahoma and doing investigations there.
That's right.
And so I told her, I said, I'm down too.
Put down the list, Sean. Just put Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
And then put in parentheses, Betsy. We'll take Betsy. We'll know what. No, but anyway, yeah, so we're excited about that. Our first live show.
Yes.
That's not that far either. That's less than 6 months. So our Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And we're going to have a great time.
I have to be honest.
Yes, sir. Be honest here.
The sun on my back feels really, really good right now. I'm telling you. It's like peeking out. I'm like, oh, I feel like a warm blanket.
I know. This is wild.
I had rain on my back earlier.
We should have recorded. Like, have a
probably
video.
Not the same sensation.
Probably not.
I didn't have rain. I don't have quite the sun.
Well, you got the primo spot.
You have Amanda stepping on your toes.
The dry spot.
Shut up, Doc.
I do.
Shady spot.
Well, there's a, you know, in the Bible, Paul said he had a thorn in his side. I have one to my left. It's just kind of, and it cackles every once in a while. I've had keys thrown at me. I've been kicked, punched.
That reminds me.
She's in a good mood.
We can hear you.
I don't know if it's still here, and I know it's a spoiler alert, but here at the sanatorium, they had a witch that was like by the door, and it's emotion activated, and it cackles at you. I don't know if it's still there or not, but it scared us when it came through. Like, what in the world's happening? So I wonder if it's there.
You think so? See, you spoiled it. You shouldn't have told them.
I know.
I was like, don't get.
Don't spoil it.
You know why? Because it scared the crap out of me. And I was like,
I did tell those.
My gosh.
I told the group of girls there. I was like, oh, I know.
Now I have it on video. I took a video of it. Mm-hmm. And,
who knows? It may not even be there.
The crap out of me. I did not see it. And then it's, oh my gosh.
They'll get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, that's
so awesome. Thank you. So yeah, there's that's the special announcements. And now, Sean, we've already mentioned it, but give an official. What are we here? What are we talking about?
This is officially Mako on location here at the Indiana State Sanatorium.
The awesome Indiana State Sanatorium in Rockville, Indiana, just about an hour west of Plainfield where we live. So, and we have a special guest.
We do.
One of the owners, Greg, who has been awesome. He and his wife have been the best. And we have him at a mic. And Greg, you want to say hi to our creepies and kind of maybe tell a little bit about the, you know, like what, you know, maybe when you bought it or what goes on here.
I am Greg Larson. I am the owner out here at the NESA Sanatorium. We've owned it about 2 years. We got kind of on a lark. We didn't really know what we were going to do with it. Didn't realize that it was a popular place for people to come. It was just a really pretty piece of property with some really neat old houses on it. And I was like, oh, man, these old hospital buildings, I have no idea what I'm going to do with those. But the houses and the land's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We owned it a couple weeks, and I get a phone call from the Discovery Network saying, hey, Mr. Larson, we heard you bought the NESA Sanatorium, or they called it Lee Allen Bryant. That was the mental hospital that was here after the NESA Sanatorium. I'm like, yeah, I bought the Lee Allen Bryant. So why are you calling? He goes, well, we like to film television shows out there. I was like, oh, that's cool. But how did you know I owned it? And they're like, well, the previous owner wouldn't talk to us. And so it was for sale, and then it wasn't for sale. And so we hoped the new owner was a little cooler. I'm like, I'm pretty cool, but you still haven't told me how you figured out I owned it.
Right?
Yeah, let's get back to that, right?
Yeah, let's get back to that. And they're like, well, we had some lawyers look up the property records, and a private eye get your phone number. I'm like, wow, that's a little stalking.
It's intense, yeah.
Wow. So you really want to film out here? She goes, absolutely. I was like, cool. And you're going to pay me a ton of money? She goes, hardly anything. I'm like, meh, sounds like fun.
still a yes.
Yeah. That's a good question. Might as well try it.
Yeah, it's like, they paid us something, but not much. And I was like, cool. It's like, so what do we have to do? We'll set out a production scout. And so she came out, and I gave her a tour of all the buildings. I went through the old tuberculosis hospital, the nursing home, the mental hospital, and we get to the top or up on the roof, and I'm like, so do you like it? Like it. I love it. It's like the paranormal Disney World. It's like, cool. And so you're filming here. She goes, absolutely. Feeling pretty good. I'm like, all right. She likes it. And I think to myself, it's like, I was like, oh, so just making small talk. I'm like, so what do you for a living, young lady? She's like, I am a production scout for Discovery Networks. I was like, wow, that sounds like a pretty official and fun job. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people want that job. She goes, yeah. I was like, well, do you like do all their television shows? I mean, do you like, you know, Chip and Joanne or something? I mean,
they're awesome.
She goes, no, mostly the paranormal shows. I was like, that can't be your full-time job. That just can't be. No one, there's not that. I mean, I've never watched the shows, but it can't be that many shows that you they have a full-time production scout. You got me. I and a partner own a couple of places in Ohio where we do paranormal investigations. I was like, paranormal investigations, what's that? Like once a month you have someone come look for ghosts? She goes, no, every night. I'm like, every night? What do you mean every night? Like Christmas and New Year's every night? Like all year round every night? She goes, well, not Christmas, but definitely New Year's.
There you go.
Maybe
she's being honest.
Maybe 300 nights a year we'll have someone out there. I was like, cool. And what do you charge these every night people? And she told me, I was like, get the fudge out. And I didn't say fudge. I was shocked. Yeah. And I'm like, so how does my haunted place compare to your haunted place? And I was just kind of making a joke about it. She's like, oh, it's like 10 times better. I'm like, what? You've got to be kidding me. And she's like, so how does this compare to other places that you've been? And she goes, there's only a few places in the country that are like of this caliber. It's like there's Waverly down in Kentucky and Louisville. There's Trans-Allegheny out in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
There's Crescent. There's Ohio State Reformatory. Mm-hmm. And she goes, but you have some things they don't have. Like yours has still got all the stuff in it. Waverly's yeah. pretty empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat, it's an amazing building, but it's not got all the stuff. And your place looks like the zombie apocalypse came.
Exactly.
And everybody just walked away and someone took all the people and left all the stuff. And I'm like, that's cool. And it's like, and so I was like, what does, let's say, what does Ohio State Reformatory charge? And she told me, I was like, no way. I was like, do you want a job, young lady? And she's like, absolutely. And so it was Addie Gaddis, who she has, her and her partner, Adam Kimmel, own the Madison Seminary and the Fairfield Infirmary over in Ohio.
Very cool.
She's like, I have a Rolodex with 1,000 people on it. And so you really have a gem here. And that's kind of how I fell backwards into owning a abandoned property.
That is such
an awesome.
It really is. And I'm quite jealous. Yeah. I was telling Nate, I'm like, I want to own a place like
this. Now, this is a horrible time to ask this, but a great time. We've been talking about, what do you think about being co-owners with us? Because we're looking for a place, a nice little studio set up. This would be perfect.
You'll get constant.
We joke about castles and all these. We need dungeons and all this.
I don't know about owner, but my wife was commenting, we need to have these guys out here like once a month. Just
that's
because
right.
You guys,
oh, man. Thank you.
Just the advertising and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's right.
It'd be fantastic. Like I said, we never really intended to do this. Believe it or not, the reason we got it because it was relatively inexpensive for hundreds of acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to the bank and go, I'd like a mortgage to buy a ghost town.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They look at you, they give you kind of a squirrely look, and they go, so tell me about it. And it's like, oh, it's got a mile of tunnels full of asbestos. And they're like, well, that doesn't sound like a good idea. It's got a mountain of coal ash. There's an old power plant there with a collapsing smokestack, and it's going to kill somebody. It's like, well, I don't want to like
sign up the dotted line.
Aren't you going to get sued? Well, maybe, but we'll sign waivers. And they're like, the bank's just going, no, no, thank you. That's outside. If you want to buy a gas station, yeah, they'll give you a loan. If you want to go to the SBA and you want to open a beauty parlor, they'll give you a loan. If you want to go buy a abandoned state facility, they look at you kind of cross-eyed.
Yeah, right.
Like you're crazy.
And so because of that, it was relatively inexpensive. And like I say, it was less than the price of the land. If the land was empty, it would be less than the price of the land.
Wow.
And
so that's awesome.
Wow.
It was really neat. And like I said, it had a lot going for it. It's got a river, like 3/4 mile of a mm-hmm. river, Little Raccoon Creek. When the place was open, it was a self-contained community. It was Had its own power plants, its own water treatment plants, its own sewer plants. It had its own dairy. We have a 14,000 square foot sanatorium dairy barn that we're turning into a wedding venue.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Sweet.
On the other side of the road. And so probably 2024 we'll be open for weddings.
We're that's not, neat.
We'll be taking reservations in 2024.
Gotcha.
It's just, like I said, a nice property. Hold on a second. I got to go.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's problem. No problem at all.
No problem. Hey, business calls.
That's right. That is so amazing.
Okay.
That's so cool. So
I asked the right question, right? Like, we're setting up camp here, but then he said once a month.
What I heard was, sure, we can be owners with him.
No, I heard that. You heard that, yeah. I don't know that he said that, but Amanda might have heard that.
I heard it. I heard he said, absolutely. No problem.
Yeah, no, he said no.
Oh,
yeah,
dang it.
Yeah, that was a no.
Boy, you're a buzzkill. Let me have at least 2 minutes of...
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, well.
Keep us awesome, anchored.
Yeah, he had...
That's cool.
Yeah, he had to run into the
they're
office
such a
real
nice,
quick.
They're such nice people. Oh, like, truly. Like, I feel very welcome here and very, like, mm-hmm, you know, open. This is cool.
Dare we
this
say very cool. Home? Away from home?
Yeah.
It's not far.
Yeah. They're from Illinois.
Yeah.
I don't know if she said, yeah, I said we're from Plainfield, you know, and she goes, we haven't been here that long. We're from central Illinois and not sure where all the towns and, you know, I'm mm-hmm, like, oh, okay. I said, well, we're our east. And I said, to give you an idea, we're like, I said, my house, I can drive to the Indianapolis airport in 5 minutes. And she mm-hmm goes, oh, okay. So it kind of gave her some context. So I just wanted to, yeah, like, live, and she said they're from the Champaign area. And I said,
yeah, Champaign, Illinois.
Close to Paris, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. And I said, my brother was in the Air Force in the 80s to mid-90s, and he was stationed in Champaign mm-hmm and went there to, like, an air show. I said, okay, yeah, I know the area, mm-hmm, or, you know, where it's at anyway. But it's just funny
how
I...
Can you point to it on a map?
Yeah, right. Can you... I could, actually. No, but I'm just like, wow, what? Like, they're from Illinois, but then they end up buying a... state property here in Indiana.
It's a pretty cool story, honestly.
It's really cool, and the land is awesome.
Yeah, like, it's beautiful out here too.
Gosh,
you know,
mm-hmm, it is. It's got all the
trees. It's beautiful,
and the
but
river
creepy,
and, yeah,
but historic. Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's,
what
it's
do
wild.
You do? Buy land that has hospital and administrative buildings, and like, what do I do with this?
Right? Oh yeah, it's supposed to be haunted, and yeah, Why wouldn't they give him a loan, though? I would. I'd be like,
yeah, why not?
Why not?
Here, I'll give you two.
yeah. What do you say? 2 miles of asbestos?
Right,
yeah. Oh, okay.
And
a power plant that might kill somebody. That was funny.
Yeah.
I am so jealous, though. Mm-hmm. We're here. So this is our second time here. We came in November, mm-hmm, just three of us, and we did an investigation and... Erin was sick. She was supposed to meet us that day, but
she
had messaged and
that,
said,
yeah,
guys, I am not feeling well. I won't be able to make it. We're like, oh, mm-hmm, bummed. So I'm glad she was able to come out today.
There were not very many people here. It was also snow on the ground. It was cold.
There was that one gal, I think maybe one guy, two guys. I don't know. I can't
remember. Yeah, it was a handful of people at most.
And it wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad out, but there was a little bit of snow left over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did that on a Sunday, I think. Sunday afternoon. And so we're like, yeah, we'll do this again. And here we are, five months later.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're doing a podcast. We get to record here.
Which is wild. It's very surreal. I want to know, what's the over and under on whether we're going to have any kind of experiences here today? I know we didn't really have anything. I didn't notice anything when we were here before.
I am hoping.
Think this is a special day of, mm-hmm, you know, the Makeup Boys are here. It's a good... decent amount of people that came, and
that's right.
I think we're going to get more than what we did last time, which was I think nothing. So I'm going to say at least three experiences.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah.
I was hoping for one.
Now we got the man back, one. Greg. Yay. We got him back.
I am back.
Hey, when your job calls, right?
You got job calls.
Customers.
The biggest surprise. Addie, I was talking about. Paranormal investigations, and once I realized this was a thing that people would come out here and look for paranormal activity, and I was like, okay, that's a business. I can see this being a thing that can be.
But the thing that truly shocked me is the number of people that just want to come out and wander around. I say we started last summer having self-guided day tours, we call them. And we used to get two or three people a day. And I was like, oh, that seems reasonable. But now we're getting like 20 or 30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's like, wow. It's like, I'm just, people come from all over the world to come here.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Word of mouth is spreading.
Absolutely.
And that's what, when we heard about it, that's, people were talking about it being the next Waverly. You know, Waverly is so sought after around this country and the world. And then people are starting to talk about this place is the same thing. That's why, like, we got to get out there and just see it, you know.
It's getting, yeah.
It's in our backyard.
Among podcasters and investigators, Indiana State Sanatorium is getting very popular. And it's getting talked about. And I think that's awesome, being in our state, you know, and just an hour west of us where we live. So,
you know, I say we're really trying to... doing everything we can to support the community and to make it an enjoyable experience. We are kind of confronted with several issues. One of the issues is stuff. Everything was left here when they closed. When they closed, the federal marshals came through the chains on the door. The banks, like I was saying before, you can't get a mortgage. The bank, when the place closed, didn't want the property back because they didn't want to take possession of it because they thought they were going to get stuck with it. And so no one owned it for a while. I mean, it was property taxes. The feds didn't want it. No one wanted it. And so it kind of sat vacant for about three, four years. They sold some of the land around the hospital buildings at a tax sale. And a tax sale, person who buys property at tax sale purchased it, but he had no idea really what he wanted to do with it. And he was kind of afraid of the Indiana EPA kind of getting on your case. But one of the things that I was saying about the pollution and the worries about the bank had, no matter what you may have heard, Indiana is very progressive when it comes to dealing with pollution. Most states have a policy with pollution. It's like, oh, they find an old gas station. They're like, oh, that's terrible. We should sue somebody. We should sue Standard Oil to make them, Amoco to make them clean it up. Or we should sue somebody. Oh, there's a paint company. We'll sue, who bought the paint company? Okay, we'll sue them. Indiana has a different program. It's called the Indiana Brownsfield Program. And they just go out and clean it up. They just go, oh, look, there's pollution. That's causing a problem with redevelopment. That's causing a problem in the community. And they go out and clean up pollution. And they don't worry about who is responsible. And then after they're done cleaning it up, they hand the bill to their lawyers and say, go find somebody to sue to pay for this. And so they clean up first, pay second. Most states like Illinois would pay first, find somebody to be
pay for
responsible, and then make them clean it up. And it really has a very positive way of getting properties cleaned up. And so I am a civil engineer by profession, and I knew about this program. And so the day I took possession of it, I didn't want to get tagged with cleaning up a mile of asbestos-filled steam tunnels. And so I approached the state of Indiana and said, hey, I have some pollution that you might be interested in cleaning up. Here's
that's
a,
awesome.
1 mile of steam tunnels with thing and party responsibility, state of Indiana. 1 mountain of coal ash, party responsibility, state of Indiana. And the state of Indiana goes, yeah, that's the kind of thing we clean up. Let's work on a program to get it cleaned up. And who do we have to sue to pay for it? Oh, that's us.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And they were very, but they've done an amazing job of cleaning it up. They've hauled away 2,500 truckloads of coal ash. I cannot be happier with the Indiana Brownsfield program.
Nice.
The Indiana Department of Environmental Management, they have just done an absolutely amazing job out here. And so now we have no asbestos on the site. All the buildings have been asbestos remediated. All the tunnels have been asbestos remediated. They removed like 4 underground fuel storage tanks. They took down the smokestack that has asbestos lining. And they've just done an amazing job out here.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea anything like that existed.
I didn't either.
Not at all.
I did not either. Yeah.
And so, and it helped that Indiana is well managed. The COVID relief money, some states used it to pay their current bills, but Indiana was looking for projects that they could do that were one-offs. They didn't want to, like, let's start a new preschool program that's going to cost us $100 million a year forever. How we have $100 million extra dollars, what should we spend it on? Well, let's do projects that are needed to be done but are one-offs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And so they got it all cleaned up, and so the nice. Site is clear. But once again, I just didn't expect the number of people that would like. I would say we get about a third of our daily customers are photographers. It's okay. There's a lot of places people I call it ruin porn, urban exploration.
Mm-hmm.
They just like to take pictures of mm-hmm. paint peeling from walls, abandoned cars, that kind of thing. And a lot of places where that is, you can't do that legally. You have to trespass to do it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so here we allow people to come out and do it legally. Then we got about a third of our customers are paranormalists.
Yeah.
And then the other third are just people just curious. Interested in
yeah.
just curious.
Yeah.
And so that was like say the biggest surprise was having that happen. I mean, other like say you're saying like famous like Waverly is like we could be sitting here in the office and someone shows up at 5 o'clock for their overnights. And it's like, where are you from? It's like, I'm from Germany. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That
like,
is.
So what are you doing in the United States? Oh, here to see you. I'm like, excuse me?
Wild, isn't it?
You got an airplane and flew from Germany to see us? Well, yeah. And so what are you going to do after this? Oh, we're going to go back to Germany. I'm like, excuse me?
They literally came just for you, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, really?
So cool.
And so we've seen it on thing. And so it's like I said, it's pretty amazing. I've met some really wonderful people. The community is good. We just had some young people from Australia. They're paranormal investigators. They have like a YouTube following of about 300,000 people, but mostly out of Australia. Nice. But they also make apps called, I guess, GhostTube. I don't know if you've ever, but I was like, I was also a software developer before I got this job. And so the concept of going around the world and investigating buildings all night, getting up in the morning and writing apps for 4 or 5 hours, drive to the next location. That's like, man, you guys have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have enough energy to blink half the time and breathe. That's about it.
That's ambitious, right?
Now, before, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Chris. Christine.
Okay, Christine. Okay. So, and she told me you guys are from Illinois.
Yes.
Champaign area.
Champaign area. I went to the University of Illinois.
Okay.
At the University of Illinois Champaign, and we knew about Western Indiana. I had been looking for some other property over here to do some things, and we're looking for like. Basically farmland, that kind of thing. And I had bid on a couple of properties and was outbid by the Amish. And my real estate agent was like, you're not very motivated to buy these properties. I'm like, oh, I got them at the right price. She says, what are you really looking for? And, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred acres, a couple old houses that I can renovate on it, maybe an old barn or something. She goes, I have a place for you.
Boy, did she.
And she brought me over here. And I was like overwhelmed. I mean, it was just crazy. A mile and a half of roads, sitting in the middle of 200 acres, and then these hospital buildings. These hospital buildings yeah. were like, man, that's like,
what the heck
is going on? And I'm like, I had a friend who we had been remodeling houses together, and she was like, we can do this project. This is the project we could do. And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, the price is right. I'm like, yeah, the price is right, but I don't know. It's a lot. And she convinced me, and here we are.
That is so cool.
That's awesome.
That, I know.
Wow.
And the more we talk to Greg, I'm really jealous.
I am too. How this kind of thing happens, like, though. That's, at least we know.
I am so happy for you guys. Yeah. And what makes me happy is they're so awesome and good people that they have it, you know, that it's owned by
that's right.
people like Greg.
And like I say, for right now, I'm not saying this will be a forever thing, but every penny that we bring in for day roaming fees and overnight is going to save the buildings. We're putting it all back into the property. We're restoring all the houses. Hopefully the big mansion, it'll be 11-bed, 9.5-bath house here midsummer.
Yeah, that's...
I've been saying July 1st, like... all winter long, but now I just realized that I only have like 2.5 months to July 1st.
Right, right.
And 10 weeks seems awful close.
Sneaks up on you, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say when we came back in November and did our investigation and you know, self-guided tour, I didn't know what to expect. I had heard about it and how, you know, neat and cool and fun it was and creepy. But to see like the stuff is just, it does, because we've been to Waverly and it just is, and trying to tell people and you take pictures and it doesn't explain it. It doesn't really show. Like, you have to come here and
see it
right in front of you of the the record, medical records, and the desks and everything that is still left on the property. That's what makes it, I think, unique.
And medical records, we are desperately trying to get rid of all the medical records. There's a lot of information, and we've probably burned 3,000, 4,000 boxes of medical records. We've gone through most of the medical records. We're now going through the business records of the thing. We don't, while the, like I said, I'm really happy with the state of Indiana. So don't, if anyone from the state of Indiana is listening to this, don't take this the wrong way. I wish your document destroying people were as cool as your pollution removing. Like I say, the Attorney General's office is like, man, we're really concerned about identity theft because we had thousands of patients of Social Security numbers or birth certificate. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten rid of all those. But now we're like going through business records and stuff. Right. And business records have bank account statements, and they're just worried about identity theft and that kind of thing. And so we're working through it. We should be done in the next month or so. But some of the things we had to destroy were kind of painful to destroy. The mental hospital had thousands of incident reports. Like Tom threw his roommate's head through his window, or so-and-so had a panic attack. And it's like, oh, that's very private. And so we got rid of that, but it was very interesting, I would say.
There is a lot of history here, and that's the other thing they're like human beings were here for so long, and that's why that to me, I love history, so that makes this so interesting. And then to put the paranormal on top of it is just fascinating. How do you feel about not to put you on the spot, but have you had any paranormal experiences? What are your thoughts on any of that?
I am. When I came here, I was a hard skeptic, and I'm still pretty skeptical. I worked at a defense company. And worked on DARPA programs. If there is verifiable paranormal activity, repeatable, verifiable, then you're a billionaire. You can get something. The door can slam. That's not verifiable and repeatable. But if you put a checkerboard out and you ask to move the checker from black to red and it moves, you're like, well, that's pretty spooky. And it does it every time you ask it. Well, that's verifiable, repeatable proof. And so I haven't seen verifiable, repeatable proof. But I'm not really looking for it.
Right.
When I go through the buildings, I'm mostly looking for hazards. Oh, that door is going to hurt somebody, or there's a wet spot on the floor that we have to clean up. I'm not encouraging people to trespass out here, but if you ever choose to trespass out here, look at the schedule and pick a night that no one's here. Much less likely that you're going to get caught. But when I do get trespassers, they tend to park out on our road, and our property is bigger than they think it is. And so they usually still end up parking on our property. And they're like, you own this? I was like, that's
surprise.
And so what I'll do is I'll go park my car right behind their car so they can't get out, and then I'll go find them. And I found that I can find them easier by not taking a flashlight, because they're always kind of loud and they always have flashlights. And so I can kind of, I know the buildings pretty well. If it's not pitch dark out, if it's not a cloudy night, I can make my way through the buildings in the dark. And so that's terrifying, is going through an abandoned building at night looking for trespassers, because you don't know who you're going to find at the other end. 99% of the time, it's just kids or young people, and they're just out exploring, and they're not doing any damage. It's just, it's like, hey.
They're being kids and curious. We always tease that sometimes the living is more creepier than the paranormal. Dead.
And so I will attest to that. That's the scariest thing. But then there's just doing. When we were last week, I was working on the mansion, and we were in the basement running some new wiring, and was checking out the old wiring. And so it's a crawl space under part of it, and I'm sliding along my back. The joists are maybe 60 inches above my head, and every 20 inches I lift my head up to look over the wall to see what's on the other side of the wall. So nothing, some wiring, some plumbing. Oh shoot, a snake. A snake bit me in the face. It was like a 6-foot rat snake, about six. I picked my head up and it strikes, and I hear it hiss, and I'm like, I'm dead. And I scream like a little girl. My guys upstairs start laughing at me, because like I said, I'm just screaming that snake. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't happy to see me either. And so
yeah.
I went back the next day, he was gone.
Well, we had a gal that was coming back to use the restroom. She's like, hey, by the way.
She warned us about snakes.
Because we knew about, we saw the bats last time and the bugs, crickets, or whatever. But she said, there's a snake up in the rafter or the roof or whatever. We're like, oh, okay. And she's like, awesome, because Amanda loves snakes. And I'm not keen on them. I mean, I think they're cool creatures, but I don't really know if I want to take
one home for a present.
Coming down off the, yeah, we'll see. But
they're black. They're mostly rat snakes. They're black, and they look terrifying, but they're really pretty harmless.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
Well, Nate, that's your job.
Why am I the snake guy?
Well, I don't know. Or no, you know, you're the snake.
Snake handler.
We get as many trespassers out here, though, for morel mushrooms than we do once again, because the property was abandoned for 10 years, lots of people kind of said, oh, this is a good place to go hunt for mushrooms because it's got 150 acres of woods, but no one owns it. And so it's like, now I have to like convince people. It's like, hey, I don't mind if you hunt for mushrooms. Just pay the day roaming fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what you want.
And we're all good.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, this is really fun. I'm glad you were able to talk to us and tell, you know, kind of how you got it and came across it, because that is an interesting, like, you know, you're searching for property, and then somebody says, hey, I've got just the property for you. It's an abandoned sanatorium,
yes.
You know, a hospital.
Yeah.
So have you had any other, like, I know you're saying a discovery, but, like, have you had any other, like, TV shows, any other
The Destination Fear Kids.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
They were the first television show that filmed out here. And then their show got canceled, unfortunately. But they were back last week with Project Fear. They're doing now a YouTube. They did a big Kickstarter, and they did that. We have, after we were on TV, we got approached by a person in the county where the sanatorium is located. It's like, hey, Mr. Larson, you're the owner of Indiana State Sanatorium. I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, would you like another haunted property? I'm like, why do you think it's haunted? Tell me a little bit about it. And she goes, woman says, oh, it's a saloon and brothel from 1888. I was like, oh, like a brothel. That's kind of neat. I didn't know anybody would keep track of that kind
You're
of
right.
thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's outside of Terre Haute. It's in a small town called Rosedale. It's a mining community. It was a brothel. But Terre Haute is known as Sin City. Like in 1920, they had like 1,500 prostitutes and like 300 brothels in the town.
Wow. Who knew?
I was like, wow, that's weird. But strangely specific for a random Indiana town, but okay. And so why do you think it's haunted? Well, in the 1890s there was a coal miner strike, and they brought coal miners in, mostly African Americans, to break the strike, and there was some race riots. It's like, oh, that's kind of dark, but what does it have to do with this inn? Well, in 1903 there was a horrible murder suicide in the tavern. I was like, okay, you got my attention. Do you have any proof of this? And she sent me like 30 newspaper articles. It's like, wow. So you do have proof. There it is. The story was, we call it the Stark Saloon. It was John Stark, a very Game of Thrones names here, but they are real. They're in the newspaper. John Stark, 28 years old, married to Jenny Stark, 27. They had five kids in 6 years. And she was a little overwhelmed running a saloon, having the five kids. And so she asked her sister, Bertha Blacketer, to come and help take care of the kids and help run the saloon. Well, 9 months later, Bertha had a baby via John.
Ah.
And it's like, oh, Jenny was not very happy that her sister hooked up with her husband. And so she left town. And John realized he made a horrible mistake. He would rather have his wife Jenny instead of his sister-in-law Bertha, who was 16, and it's like, she's not really wife material. She's anyway. He writes Jenny and says, hey, please come back. And Jenny's like, I'll come back if you're my sister. And he's like, well, she just had a baby. I can't just kick her out. And she's like, okay, she is my sister. We'll get rid of her as soon as we can. I'll come back. And so she arrives back in Rosedale, and the same day she arrives, a letter arrives in the U.S. mail addressed to John Stark. But John Stark is not the only John Stark in town. His father is also named John Stark. This is John Stark Sr. So the letter goes to him. And John Sark Sr. opens a letter and he like opens it up. He's like, oh my, this is terrible. Basically, Jenny's been staying with an aunt in Illinois for 2 months, and the aunt has basically called Jenny a whore. Whoa. And has been sleeping around town, seeing a different man every night for the last 2 months. And John Sr. is like, man, if I give this letter to my son, he's going to murder the girl. And this is like a quote. I can't interfere with the U.S. mail. That's a crime.
Yeah.
Puts it back in the envelope, hands it to his son, and tells him to burn it without reading it. Well, if someone gives you a letter that says, burn
don't
it without
read it.
Reading
burn
it,
before reading? Yeah.
You got to read it.
Yeah.
That's what John did. And he's like, read the letter. And he's like, oh, this is terrible. And he took Jenny into the saloon, shot her in the chest, put the gun under his chin, and blew his own head off.
Oh, my gosh.
Five kids in the house with him, in the saloon with him. And the good folks of Rosedale were going to decide that the person at fault for all this was Bertha, the 16-year-old. They were going to hang her.
Oh.
Because for causing this trust in the family. John Sr. gave her a quarter and got her on a train out of town, and they put her train to Terre Haute, and no one ever saw her again. But that is maybe not, there's more to that story. But, and they took them outside of town and put them in the same grave. They buried them right on top of each other.
Crazy.
And so we got this new place. So after she told me this story and I read the article, I was like, okay, I have to get
sold.
This is where we're going to head next.
Yes. He took a picture of the t-shirt.
Saloon and brothel. Yes. It's okay. The historic Stark Saloon. You can look it up we are just starting the renovations. We got a new bathroom in. It didn't have a bathroom. The house has some darkish history even after that. There was a gentleman around the late 90s, I guess. He had a kind of a mother or grandmother with dementia, and so he kept her locked in the room. And then she would throw the dog poo out the... She had a dog, and so every day she would throw the... And so the neighbor finally got suspicious because this old woman was throwing dog poop out the window every day. And then he got in trouble. It went off. It was abandoned for a couple years, and there was a guy and his kids were living in there without power, water, or electricity, and they lived in for like 2 years. And so it's kind of a...
Wow.
Kind of a weird old house.
Yeah. I think dark is a good way to put that.
Dark,
yeah.
Dark is that.
Dark and weird.
And
dark and poopy.
Yeah.
And so I really thought that the... one of the things we have out here is a lot of information about like the murder-suicide out here at the Indiana Sanatorium. One of the employees killed another employee in 2009. It's like if you type in Leon Bryan, it's like the very first thing that comes up. And a lot of people really like the specific nature. They like to try to talk to specific people. And so I thought that with the saloon brothel that the Jenny and John would be like the number one people that they would be interested in. But people have just been going crazy with the brothel stuff. Oh. I mean, everybody's like they're talking to prostitute ghosts. I don't know.
I've heard that before.
Yeah,
others,
and they're really into it. And so I was surprised that the brothel side was as interesting as anything else, and. We're really, and as far as, I mean, everybody in town that I've met is like, do you know that place used to be a brothel? I'm like, I've heard that. But I haven't seen like arrest records or anything. Because I really couldn't picture a town just allowing, like a small Indiana town, like having a brothel like right on Main Street.
Yeah.
But it was a huge mining town in the 1890s. It was like all miners. And so I was like, oh, well, I guess I can buy that. I ran into a young lady who works at Comar Cafe. It's a restaurant right across the road. And we go in there sitting down. She says, oh, you're renovating the house? I'm like, oh, yeah, we're renovating the house. She goes, my great-grandmother used to be a whore at the brothel.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, that's
the conversation starter.
I was like, tell me more.
Wow.
I was like, that's cool.
good for her.
And I can't remember her first. I think it's Megan. But her last name is, drumroll please, Blackadder.
Okay. Blackadder, this Bertha Blackadder, Jenny Blackadder, the one who was murdered.
Okay.
So she is related to
it all comes
to
together. Tapestry,
so,
right? Yep.
So is she the great-granddaughter of the baby that was born? I don't know. We're looking it up. So,
wow.
So if you hear the sun.
Really cool. Interesting.
I brought it up tangentially with the waitress.
Yeah, right. Oh,
wow.
Man. That's,
so, and so, but Blackadder is kind of a rare name, and it's a town of like 300 people. So,
right.
And she says she had a history with the saloon, so it's like, well, that doesn't take a Sherlock Holmesian level of
deduction.
Methinks there's some connection.
There might be some connection there.
Oh,
but
it all went down in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Terre Haute, yeah.
Yeah, Terre Haute, Sin City.
Mm. Sin City, I didn't know that.
I would have never.
I guess like Al Capone or somebody, some gangsters from Chicago used to come down to get out of Illinois to... In the backwoods.
Lay low.
They had to wait lay low, and they had like a gun club out north of town on the Wabash. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man, we're getting all kinds of good information.
Yeah.
Good storylines.
Yeah, I've heard of mobster activity in Terre Haute. I didn't know they called it Sin City, but yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I knew nothing about that. I just knew northern Indiana got a lot of that, you know, from the Chicago area, but.
Well, we talked about Atlanta, too, the close to Coco.
Atlanta, Indiana,
is the Rhodes Hotel was a stop for gangsters, mobsters, and Al Capone.
Yeah,
so
we did.
We didn't know that either.
Yeah, we did an episode not too long ago about, like, mobster-type haunted hotels or places that they frequented. Yeah, so that's interesting. That's an awesome story. We need to check that. We need to check your place out, though.
Yeah,
it's on the list.
Right now, it's an empty building with working bathrooms. We're putting some overnight beds in it. We're cleaning up one of the bedrooms and putting some overnight beds. We're going to try to clean back up the bar area. The brothel area, we actually had to cut. They had closed it off. And it's like, oh, this doesn't really look like a brothel. But when you got in, it's like, oh, look, there's a secret back door. Boarded over the walls. Here's a boarded over, like a balcony that went overlook the street. It's like, well, this really looks
like a brothel.
Right here. Right up here. This really looks like, kind of like that.
So. And what is the name of it again, please?
It's on Facebook, Historic Stark Saloon.
Okay.
Is what we're calling it. I don't know what he called it. That's us.
Okay.
The newspaper articles did not have the name of the establishment. It just had the address and the
Oh, really?
The
they did, so there wasn't a name? Or at least
they didn't say the saloon.
It was the saloon.
The Rosedale Saloon.
Everybody knew.
Yeah. Maybe they call it the Sin Saloon. I don't know.
But no idea. What
okay.
So we call it the Stark Saloon just because that's the... And like I say, we got the... If you go to the Facebook page, you can read all the articles about the... And the worst thing about the newspaper articles they sent... the headlines were like, Stark and his victim buried in the same grave, five orphans. They're like, oh, that's a pretty terrible headline.
Yeah.
Full page right across the top.
Got right to the point, didn't they?
Yeah.
But on the front page, there's like six other terrible, dismembered baby found at dump, five-year-old child burned to death. I mean, it was just like.
It was a rough time to be alive.
I saw that, dismembered. It was like six headlines that were just terrible. Terrible headlines. It was like, man, that was a tough time to live.
No kidding.
Man.
Crossroads of America.
Yeah.
Sale on for clothes on for 5 cents each. You know?
No.
Everything,
five and dime.
Yeah.
Murdered.
The
other thing was like New Mexico to become a state. That was like.
That was the only non-creepy or horrific.
Not
terrifying.
Gosh.
Thanks.
Wow.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I'm blown away with all the information.
This is like our
guys.
Christmas.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have had him come up for when we did the sanatorium episode. That's
right.
That's interesting. We would love to check that place out, though. That'd be neat.
And then last but not least, just other things that we're doing in the area. I don't know if you all have heard of Billy Creek Village.
No, I haven't.
Billy Creek Village is a a living history village about 2 miles from here. There is about the... Rockville and Park County is famous for its cover bridges.
Yep, my mom and dad used to go.
Cover
there,
Bridge
yep.
Festival.
Yep.
Been going since the 1940s. Cover Bridge Festival gets about 2 million visitors a year out here. And we, the good folks of Rockville wanted to draw tourism here more often than just for the Cover Bridges or Cover Bridge Festival.
And so in the 1960s, instead of tearing down their 1880s, 1890s, I mean, right now a building that's 60 years old is built in the 60s. So that's not, I mean, a building built in the 1960s is reasonable. But in 1960, the building built 6 years ago was 1900. And so instead of tearing down their 1880s, 1890s, 1900 houses, they decided to move them all outside of town and rebuild, like, downtown Rockville with their old buildings.
Oh, wow.
And so there's an 1870s Catholic church. There's a one-room schoolhouse. The 10th governor of Indiana came from Rockville. And so back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s, the people of Rockville made an immense effort to save all of their old buildings and move them here. I mean, millions and millions of dollars to do this. The Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Company gave large donations, huge buildings that they moved. I mean, a general store. And it was very successful for about 30, 40 years. But Rockville's a very small town, and the Billy Creek Village required a lot of volunteer effort. And so it fell under hard times. Some locals kept it alive, but they weren't really open for business. And I was like, man, I have 6 restorationists on the staff. And so, hey, well, let's take on another impossible project we'll never finish. And so we're also running Billy Creek Village.
Okay.
And restoring it. Wild. So awesome. It's got a Civil War house. 2 weeks from now, we're having a Civil War battle out there. We're going to have about 250 reenactors, 30 cannons, a Gatling gun, a troop of cavalry.
Awesome.
And so if anyone wants to come out and watch cannons get fired.
Yeah.
But, I'm sold.
You said cannons.
We're doing paranormal Gatling investigations gun. There. It's a totally different kind of vibe than this place. I mean, that place is small town America. I mean, there's not murders, there's not that kind of thing, but there's old buildings full of old stuff. So the oldest building in the county is 1820s cabins out there.
Okay,
so it's kind of a neat place.
How big, like, as far as population, because it is a small town, what is Rockville's population?
Rockville's population is about 2500.
Okay.
The county is about 15,000, but of those 15,000, 6,000 or so are Amish.
Okay.
And so the county is very small.
Yeah. Because I just knew it was small, but I never knew the actual population of it.
But so it's a really neat small town. Once again, I would like to put if anyone from Rockville or the county commissioners, I would like to give a great shout out. They've been immensely welcoming to new businesses in the county. And it's like I said, Rockville's a great place to do business.
That's good to hear. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're already
That's the way it should be, but not always the case.
We're sold on the food in the 36th Street Saloon.
November, we met at the 36th Saloon and then talked to one of the waitresses. She said she worked out here when it was operating. But yeah, we're like, oh, this is a great restaurant. So our whole experience last time was awesome. Now this is even better. So
36th Saloon is a fantastic place to
eat.
There was a restaurant called Benjamin's, which burned down last October.
Oh.
But they've opened up, they have it's Pastime Cafe or Part-Time Cafe. I think it's Pastime Cafe. But they're rebuilding Benjamin's. It's a fantastic, like kind of family style Americana food, fantastic food at fantastic prices.
Okay.
But 36th Saloon is also, it's kind of a Harley biker bar, not like an outlike biker bar, but they'll get bikers from 3 states will ride here on a nice day, drive over the covered bridges, and then go to the bar.
Yeah.
If you like the taxidermy animals,
there's plenty.
Yeah, plenty.
We love the decor. I thought, like, this is my kind of place.
There are bears and wolves and fish, and every kind of fish and fowl has been stuffed and put up on the walls.
No, it is. It's a neat restaurant. The food was awesome, and the service was great. And we were like, well, we got to get a picture taken with the waittresses.
And we did.
And one of them said,
one of them worked here back in 2009.
And I said, and one of them goes, we've never, what do they say? Like, we're having our picture taken with famous people.
Famous. No, you're not.
In our own minds.
But the one waitress, she said she used to work here, but she's never been here. And she said that's one of her goals is to come out here. But she said there's an emotional attachment because she said, I'll look down the hall this is where I took care of Mrs. Johnson, and this is where so-and-so passed away. And so she said this place has a lot of emotion to her, so someday she'll have to come back.
A lot of, like I say, it's been a very generally a very positive welcome here in the county, but there are people that worked out here or their mom or grandmother died at the nursing home, and they get kind of upset that we're promoting it as a paranormal activity, that people can come. And so I say we try to do it.
Can't please everybody. Right?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
But we try to do it respectfully. We don't.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
We don't play on the crazy stories too much. I mean, yeah. We've heard tons and tons of crazy stories. I mean, if you ask, I'll give you what I've heard. But we don't put it on the website. We don't.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We don't push it hard.
Yeah, you're still sensitive and respectful,
yeah.
And
yeah,
I that's the way to be. Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if it was Lizzie Borden murders back in the 1890s.
Yeah.
But now it's like we are pretty sensational about the Stark murders, because that's just cool.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we had no idea. And then Christine said, oh, yeah, look at the shirt. There's another place.
We're like,
what?
Taking a picture.
Yep. So, yeah, that's awesome. Well, do you want to tell anything else that you want to?
No, that's about it.
I don't want to take your whole day up. But,
no, that's kind of it's getting,
Greg,
it's
thank you for your time.
Here,
I know. It's starting
about an hour ago. Yeah, it's getting kind of cold.
Cloudy and
cold.
We can't thank you enough for your time, and then also just the hospitality of you allowing us to be here is just amazing.
Love to have you guys come out again.
Oh, we will.
We will be here. Absolutely.
Yeah, we awesome. Love this place. We were saying this is kind of our home away from home.
We are having. I don't know if you've been invited yet to ISSCon. It's
I've seen it on the website, but I didn't.
I believe it's in August.
August.
But,
yes. Okay.
Adam Kimmel and Addie Gaddis, who run Fairfield and Madison, run those cons, and they run the con out here.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I saw that, and I wasn't sure what the connection was. So, that makes sense now.
But and then, like I said, we'll have quite a few YouTube personalities out here. I don't know who the guest list is for sure, but we've had a lot of semi-famous.
Neat, yeah.
YouTube
oh, cool.
And TikTok.
Well, we might have to do that.
The TikTokers, right?
Yeah.
We promise to be back, but not to be the trespassers that you find in the middle of the night with the flashlights.
We'll gladly pay.
We'll gladly pay.
10 o'clock at night, and you're like, wait a minute, are those microphones I see? All those goofy guys, we run them out of here. Well, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
You. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
You too, man.
Man, that was awesome. I mean, gosh,
that's great.
All the information he was able to give, and then about the other place. You know,
It's more places to see, right?
Yeah, Aaron's on her way out.
Hey, Aaron and Nick.
There's Aaron and her husband, Nick. See you guys.
See ya. You're not going to say anything about the Red Sox? Nothing?
Huh?
Not even a thing? Well, not even comment. I'm noticing now.
Yeah,
but
that was awesome.
This, like I said, this is like Christmas for us, though.
So, you know,
like,
this is
like
so cool.
The coolest. Yeah. I still have to pinch myself that we do this. Hold on just a minute.
Ow!
I'm going to punch myself.
The fact that we do this, and even in our comfort of our studio, which is, by the way, is very comfortable now that we've had to do this outside.
Do this outside in the cold, the rain.
But that we're getting the fortune to be able to do this is just really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Bottom line is I'm glad I stuck around for this.
Good.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm glad we had Greg come on. And then, I want to know his wife's name, Christine. So.
Yeah, that's what I know. We keep saying her.
That's my wife's middle name and my daughter's middle name. So I can remember that.
Yeah.
Christine. So anyway, well, you know what? Because we are gonna plan on doing our investigation and whatever.
Self-guided tour.
Yeah.
Of tour. Terror.
Gosh, it's only 153.
I know, isn't that
wild? Oh, and I got an update. My son's soccer team won their first game 2-1.
Nice.
Oh, sweet. There are congrats. Well, and they are in Terre Haute.
Uh-huh. So they go to the brothel.
Well,
honey, I need you to go to this place called the Start Saloon.
And I was telling Sean, they've got like a good amount of time between games. Like his second game is at 6:30, and right now it's only 2:00.
Wow.
Why don't they just head a little bit this way and come to the Indiana State Sanatorium? Bring the whole soccer team. Bring the parents. I've got some good friends that I've met through the soccer. They know we do the podcast. Come on in. Say hi to on the microphone. advertise the Plainfield Revolution. Or, wait a minute. Plainfield something like that. I don't know. It's Plainfield something soccer team.
Plainfield something.
So Mr. Greg Larson and his wife, Christine, that was awesome to listen to him tell stories.
We could listen to him all day, like you said,
Gave us all kinds of fun stories, creepy stories, right?
Now new places to go.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the Stark Saloon, Billy Creek Village, heck yeah. And then he's got a couple places that he told us off the mic that we're going to buy.
Yeah.
Amanda doesn't know, but she's going to help us to acquire those.
That's right. I said we can buy it and she can run it and she wanted more zeros.
Mako Playground.
She wanted actual zeros.
I'm telling you, and I know people that we all work with are probably going to hear this, but guess what? We are going to quit our jobs and we are going to do this podcast.
Someday.
And we are going to be having haunted locations and God knows what.
It's
the tank. Is it the tank. Quit our jobs or retire from our jobs?
Let's say retire from our jobs. Let's say quit. I don't know. we could quit. If we want to work part-time, we can, but we're coming, baby.
That's right. That's right. But I'm not going to guarantee it like I did 75 and 70 with a light
bulb. Don't say guarantee.
No, no guarantees. Don't say always guarantee. Gets me in trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Greg and Christine. So coming off of that,
yes.
Sean, what do you have for our creepies?
I've decided to do, well, I joked with you guys that I was going to do a middle-aged moment, and it was going to be the Super Mario Brothers song with King Koopa, or Bowser, I'm sorry, not King Koopa, it's Bowser. Bowser sings a song
peaches,
called
Peaches.
And so I was like, this is perfect. It'll fit this perfectly. And I was like, just kidding. So I'm not doing a middle-aged moment. I'm doing a middle-aged dark side. This place is perfect for that. This is Seether, and it is broken. This speaks to me, I'll just be honest with you, because like in the last couple months, that is what I felt. My wife is there pretty consistently saying, you're not broken. Don't act broken. Don't feel broken. You got to move on with life. So this speaks to me, but also this place here, there's a lot of brokenness here. But people coming and remembering helps to heal those wounds. What I feel like. So, this is Seether, with Amy Lee, singing in this too.
She's awesome, by the way.
Yes.
Oh man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to know, I love the way you laugh. I want to hold you high and steal your pain away. I keep your photograph. I know it serves me well. I want to hold you high and steal your pain. Cause I'm broken when I'm open and I don't feel like I am strong enough. Cause I'm broken when I'm lonesome. I don't feel right when you're gone away. The worst is over now and we can breathe again. I want to hold you high and steal my pain away. Steal my pain away. There's so much left to learn and no one left to fight. I want to hold you high and steal your pain. Because I'm broken when I'm open and I don't feel like I'm strong enough. Because I'm broken when I'm lonesome and I don't feel right when you've gone away. Because I'm broken when I'm open and I don't feel like I'm strong enough. Because I'm broken when I'm lonesome and I don't feel right when you've gone away. Now, I have used this one before. I will say that because people, if they notice, like, I have no idea what episode I used that one on. But this just felt so perfect to use here. I'm going to use it again. I think it's the first one I've ever repeated. But I will do that.
It's a great song, too, because it's one of my favorite ones of all time.
Said Sean Morgan wrote this song, which deals with the pain you experience when you're leaving someone behind. Seether originally recorded this song on their 2002 CD, Disclaimer, the hit version, which was later released on the soundtrack to the movie The Punisher, which I loved, by the way. And then The Punisher featuring Sean Morgan's prior girlfriend, Amy Lee. Sean Morgan also wrote about this song. I wrote it 2.5 years ago. This was back in 2004, for my daughter. She was just born and had come to the States from South America. I wrote the lyrics for her. It's about leaving someone behind, you know, that is really painful to do. And ultimately, you're looking to the future saying, we'll see each other again and everything will be fine. Then in an interview in 2017, he said, I really wanted that family and I really wanted to be part of that family unit. And I really thought this was going to be my nucleus and my happy place. Ever since then, I had a hard time feeling like I'm not worth anything. And ever since then, I've become a problem or had a problem caring. I feel like this emotional desert. I didn't know where I fit. So that whole him talking about this song and what it meant to him in that emotional desert, that really hit me too. Like we talk about that all the time. Don't be on the islands and make sure you're getting help. But it is, you know, we go through all these times and even in these short 2 years, it's just amazing what we've all been through. But the ups and downs and all arounds, we keep going through them, you know, and we'll keep going through them. So, but we come back here and we reunite, we create, we make magic, and we help people. I have to tell you guys this. I know that we got an email. I don't know we're definitely going to have to read that online or on air that we got in the Armeco email account about how much they're checking on me. And how much we mean to them about feeling like part of, you know, the brotherhood or whatever. And then a friend of mine, Mary Sherman, also was telling me, she's like, she listened to the episode where I shouted out to her twice, and she said, I feel like I'm part of a community. It just made me feel so good inside. And that's what we're doing for people, is we, you know, they get a little glimpse into our life. They get, you know, some fun stuff, you know, help when they need it. And I think it's nice, you know, to be able to do that. And I told her, I said, that's why we do what we do. You know, this is what draws me back to the microphone. It is fun. I do enjoy it, but I love the fact that we can actually help people.
Mm-hmm. You know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Spides.
Yeah, Spides. I do. Yes.
He's DL's buddy.
I did.
And,
yeah.
And he was in the band. When I
shout out to Spides, by the way.
So when I was watching DL on a live Instagram live, he was with, or it might have been TikTok, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And Spides was with him. And so when I got on there, I was like, "Hey, DL, it's Todd from Middle Age." Spies like, "Oh yeah, okay, I recognize that name, and I remember DL you talking about the podcast and all that." And he's like, "Yeah, I like those." He called us Middle Aged and Creepy. I said, "So I typed real quick, I said, tell Spies it's Middle Aged and Creeped Out." I said, "Well, maybe we are Middle Aged and Creepy," but
he said he's been listening since that.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Yeah.
Interview, the guest chat, which
I've
is
been
awesome
thinking about him. Yeah.
So shout out to him.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that email meant the world to me. And it gives us that, you know, like he's like, "Hey, I've gone through some dark times, and it's just, you know, you guys make those better, and it makes us our dark times better too." So
yep,
we want people to know that.
Yep, mm-hmm. That is true. That's a good one. Yeah, I love that song. Oh my gosh,
it was worth rehashing.
Yeah. Awesome choice, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it was perfect choice. So coming off of that, how about the second announcements?
I have the second part
Please.
Of the announcements right here. No problem. Follow us on all social media accounts. That would be Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. You can email us, contact us at our email account, which is makopodcast@gmail.com. It's two A's. Catch us on our weekly Tuesday Terror videos, and which are on our social media accounts. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Leave a review if the app allows. We sell some cool merch. So go get you some. I like to say that. Also, word of mouth, right? I don't know if I said that anywhere in here. Or, tell somebody, you know, that really does help spread the show, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We offer show sponsorship opportunities for all different types. Individuals and businesses are always welcome. It's another way for you to support us, and the money goes right back into the show. Please email us or reach out to us for more information.
Awesome.
You like that little accent at the
end? Even being outside, he just, man,
like a machine, baby.
Not sure about that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, excellent job. Excellent job. Thank you for that. And Nate.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I've got to turn to you and kind of.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, it is unfortunate.
I mean, not to.
It has to end.
It's not unfortunate to turn to you.
Yes.
But what you're going to bring.
I'm getting.
But what you're going to bring.
Unfortunately. The show that we're doing live-ish, it's going to be a recording, but live-ish, here at the Indiana State Sanatorium, it must come to a wrap.
Oh, I'm sad now. Thanks,
but
Nate.
We get to go exploring.
Ooh.
That's true.
Have our three experiences.
We don't want to brag, but we do get to do more for us.
Three suspected, expected, right?
Yeah.
Experiences.
I said, I guarantee three. Oh, there's that guarantee again.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Be careful of that.
Yeah.
Nope. I'll take one.
I can. No, I'm not going to say that one.
What?
Tommy Boy.
Oh.
Quote.
You're like, nope. I've got to go on the blooper reel.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Well, thank
Keep
you
to myself.
For that.
Okay.
Yeah, I get you. Hey, we want to thank, first of all, I want to thank the ISS, the Indiana State mm-hmm. Sanatorium, again, for allowing us to record and hang out at this creepy and historical campus. We've had a blast here, and we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to episode 111 and our first ever Mako on location here at the Indiana State Sanatorium. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out.
Keep it creepy.